True Ghost Stories from Reddit. Submitted by MadPatriot82. Ghost Soldier in Class A's. It was in the middle of April 2010 and my unit was back in the States from Afghanistan and we were demobilizing at Camp Shelby. Everything had been going well at Camp Shelby at this point. The days were relaxed and I was actually getting a full night's sleep, and by full I mean about 4 to 5 hours compared to the 0 to 1 to 2 hours that I was getting downrange. But there was this one night I woke up in the middle of the night. It seemed to be around 2 or 3 in the morning. I felt that I was awakened by something other than just my usual insomnia. I believe that I was awoken by a feeling that something was about to happen, but didn't know what. I looked around the barracks, and I didn't see anything, but the feeling was still there. I stayed awake for a few more minutes, scanning the room before starting to drift back to sleep. As soon as I fell back to sleep, from out of nowhere I felt this insane amount of pressure on my chest, and I saw a man with a pale face, black combed-over hair, with Vietnam-era Class A's pushing down on my chest. My first thought was, what the fuck? I was paralyzed, literally. I couldn't feel anything below my waist. I had this tight knot in my throat that kept me from being able to yell out or say anything. My legs had this numbing feeling, and no matter what I tried, I couldn't move them. It took me a second to realize what was happening, and when I did have the realization of what was going on, I freaked the fuck out. All I was able to do was to stare at this man, holding me down, making it hard for me to breathe. He finally let off my chest and began what seemed to be violently shaking me by grabbing my shoulders, although I wasn't moving. This shit seemed like it was going on forever already. As he was shaking me, he started yelling something, but it was inaudible. Mouth just moving, no words coming out. At this point, the fear began to subside, and I was being replaced with pure anger. I just looked at him and mouthed the words, "Get off." As he was shaking me, his maniacal demeanor subsided, and he stopped to look at me with a look of confusion. I mouthed the words, "Get the fuck off of me." I began looking around to see if anyone else was awake seeing this shit. But there was no one. No one that I could see anyways. So after mouthing the words, the ghost then stood up, walked to the foot of my bunk, stared at me for a few seconds with his head cocked to the side, still looking confused, turned around and faded through a wall. After a minute, I pushed the blankets off, which were completely drenched in sweat. I was trying to figure out what I should do, if anything. The night silence was horrible after that. The sounds inside the barracks were amplified. My guard was up, and there was no possibility of any more sleep that night. I've only told my wife of this, but only because she has had her own encounters with spirits. I still think about it now and then. Chalking it up to being fatigued from all the stuff we did before and during the trance at home, or maybe it was just a nightmare. A very vivid and realistic nightmare. I just don't know, though. I am still not sure if what I went through was real, but I do question it quite a bit. You can submit your story like this to me, Spooky Boo, at 707spookyboo22.com and click on the submissions link. I would love to tell your story on YouTube. Be sure to subscribe to my channel to hear more stories like this one.